Let's look at the Holylands now. Drinking noise, antisocial behaviour. We've heard of all this before. Groundhog Day, with partying students starting a new term. PSNI Inspector Jimmy Hughes with us this morning. Jimmy, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm Breeze Ruddy, the chair of the College Park Avenue Residents Association. Breeze, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, this week marks Freshers Week. What's it been like? How have the Queen's University students, and indeed the Ulster University students, how have they been behaving?
Well, I would refer to them really as drunks. I don't know if they're students or not. They've been behaving very badly. I'm feeling a bit tired this morning because I didn't sleep last night. And I would say most of the residents in the area feel, as you say, Groundhog Day, Freshers each year, St Patrick's Day each year, thousands of drunk people on our streets. We're expected to put up with it. And frankly, we are fed up with it. And we're fed up talking about it. And I'm sure the listeners are fed up listening to
it.
What
kind of thing happened last night?
Just general mayhem, general partying at all the houses, general drunkenness in the streets. General wrecking of cars, kicking of fences, throwing of the street furniture and cones into people's gardens. Not funny, any of it, making people very annoyed. One of the issues this year that's been really, really irritating is we have nowhere to park. There's street works and road works going on in this area. We have informed the universities, who've informed the incoming students, and yet everybody brought their car. So we've no way of getting in and out of the area. When it is the evening time, we can't walk out there in safety because there are hundreds on the street and sitting in their curtilage drinking. And it's just a state of siege, really, for the residents. That would not be exaggerating it. It is a state of siege for us. We stay in our houses.
Well, if indeed that is the case, you know, for anybody that owns a home, to be in a state of siege is just ridiculous. It's outrageous. And then for them to be law-abiding citizens, Inspector Hughes, means that there's a question of the police. If these students are clearly breaking bylaws by drinking on the street, how many arrests have you made?
Yeah, well, I was on the ground last night till about 2 o'clock in the morning in the Holy Lands. I didn't witness the full extent of the behaviour that Bridges is mentioning there. What I did witness was large numbers of young people generally going out to pubs and clubs and then coming back, being noisy, lots of car doors being shut, parties. We had a significant policing operation in place in the area up till 4 in the morning and then going on beyond that to deal with that. So we had police officers on foot in high visibility jackets. You know, we had 12 police officers from the local police and then the TSG in support of them, plus the council, and then follow up today, you know, by police and the
student. So you don't recognise this state of siege that Breeze is talking about?
I absolutely do recognise it because I think, you know, this huge impact, this huge cumulative impact of this kind of behaviour over a number of years. And for the students, you know, the first-year students who arrive, this is a whole new experience, whole new sort of behaviour. But for the residents who live there, this is something they've been, you know, putting up with for years and years.
Did you see many young people drinking on the street last night?
Yeah, I spoke to one. You know, the details were taken and we passed on.
What does that mean? Will be passed on to who?
Well, we'll deal with them. We'll report them to the council because the council bylaw offences. So that will be passed on to them. We dealt with parties, which we stopped. We emptied the houses out. We took the residents' details. Again, we'll liaise very closely with the university to make sure that it's followed up.
So last night, because I think what the residents are is they're just frustrated that every year they talk about this and very little is done, and so it happens every year afterwards.
Well, I would disagree with that in saying that very little is done. The problem we've got is that everything we do this year we'll be repeating next year because it'll be a completely different set of students who arrive. It's mostly, not entirely, but it's mostly first-year students in the Holy Land.
But I guess what I'm angling for here is, you know, how fearful are the students that actually there will be consequences if they cause mayhem in the area? So how many details were taken last night in terms of individuals that will end up in fines issued by the council? So how many individuals did you basically so give far, warnings been, to last night?
There have been three arrests so far over the 2 days. In addition to that, you know, there's been a number of people reported and given tickets.
How many?
I don't have the ticket details here. What I'd say
would it be a handful?
Yeah, I would say so. There would be 50. I mean, on
isn't
the first
that
night,
the problem?
50, well, I mean, the first night there were 15 calls to police for service. Some of those we generated ourselves. Last night there were 7 calls. So again, less two arrests.
But hold on, Jimmy. I'm not talking about. I guess I'm not talking to you about how many calls for assistance were there, because you're saying you're there on the ground, mm-hmm. and you're there in a highly visible way. And you're agreeing with the residents that there's a state of siege in the area, that they have a legitimate cause to feel like that. So I'm wondering how, if it is like that, how you're only you know, issuing warnings to a handful of students if there are hundreds of them on the ground. Why are they not fearful of getting done?
Yeah, I disagree with that. I mean, when, you know, we were going to houses yesterday. We were speaking with people. We were emptying the houses out when they had parties. We were getting the details from the students there.
A handful.
It was you know, every resident of that house, every student who lives in that house. Okay, so that could be 4 or 5 is responsible for behaviour in relation to that, and that will all be passed on. That will all be followed up today. My police officers going out and speaking to them once they're sober. Be followed up by the universities going out and speaking with them.
But again, you're missing my question. I'm wanting to know how many of these students are actually going to get hit where it hurts with a fine, with a financial penalty. And it seems to be a handful. Meanwhile, you know, there will be many people listening to this programme this morning thinking, you're really, really good on speeding, and rightly so, but you can catch hundreds of people speeding with your mobile speed cameras, and traffic wardens will issue hundreds, if not thousands, of tickets per month in Northern Ireland. You know, there's something going on. There's a light touch attitude being given here because it's young people and it's students.
No, I would disagree with that. I would say what I witnessed again last night. You know, I wasn't witnessing, you know, high levels of criminal behaviour, people breaking things, you know, smashing things, damage, you know, fighting, anything like that. We'd have arrested
them. Drinking on the street not a criminal offence?
We would have arrested them and dealt with it.
Is drinking on the street a criminal offence, or is it
again,
not?
Again, I would say, you know, when I was there, and I've no doubts, you know, there's people walking about with bottles, you know, but they're not drinking in front of the police, not drinking in front of the council.
So if they're walking about with an open bottle, I see what happens when you go to Old Trafford in England. It's taken off you.
Different legislation. So I'm not going to sort of go into the sort of the, you know, the ins and outs of the bylaws and it, but there is different legislation, different powers in relation.
Okay, Breeze, are you happy with the response from Inspector Hughes this morning?
Well, it's the same old, let me put it this way. This is Community Relations Week, and we are a community living in siege from people who are not respecting us, not respecting our community, and we're expected to put up with it. And in terms of the outcomes, you were asking there, were these penalties, did they have an effect? Well, you can see they have no effect, because year after year, it's the same thing. Young people drink openly on the street. They know the legislation doesn't cover them. And by the way, I'm not blaming the individual agencies. I can see the police are working within limited legislation. I can see that the city council are working within limited legislation. But we're told this every year. And basically, we need the legislation changed, and we need a unified approach that stops this thing from happening. And basically what we're saying is, it's all happening because we have a totally imbalanced community. We had a report in 2012 that suggested that we needed to rebalance our community, bring in families, bring in children. And that should be happening. The houses should be reallocated to families. It's not happening. The City Council needs to take planning action to stop our area being flooded. There's a whole street here, Carmel Street, I walked down the other day. Daytime, parties in every house.
Okay.
It is completely untenable as a community.
Breeze, thank you.
And I would ask Belfast City Council to implement that report.
Breeze, thank you very much. And Inspector Hughes, thank you for being accountable this morning. Thank you for coming on the radio. I do appreciate it. Thank you. The two universities, Queen's and the Ulster University, they've issued statements saying, look, they're working with the police, they're working with the community, they have people on the ground, they're doing their best.